common council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Present.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Excused.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Alderman Scruggs?
Here.
Please rise, join me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Good. Please state your name and address for the record.
Appreciate. Mark Hansen, General Manager of the State Bridge Suites, Milwaukee Airport South, address 3217 South 23rd Street. I'm here to just lend my support to Ken Skronsky for appointment into the Plan Commission. I've known Ken for 5 years. He's genuine and passionate about the businesses in Franklin, and I believe he understands to listen to the voices of the businesses and is always looking out for their better welfare.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to see you again. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen comment period?
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. I, too, would like to encourage the council to confirm Ken as on the Plan Commission, because Ken has been in Franklin for how many years you've been here, Ken? About 40, 50?
69.
Well, I was only 25 years short. But anyway, Ken has been in this city all those years, 69 years, he says, and he knows the city upside down and backwards. And so let's, if anybody had any problem with Ken, which I don't, let's put those petty differences aside, and let's vote to put a man in that knows what he's doing, and he served 39 years previously on the Plan Commission. So I think by that many years, he probably learned what he was doing. Good luck, Ken.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir. You look very familiar to us. The greatest municipal judge in the history of municipal judges.
Fred Clements, 9399 South Cobblestone Way, Unit A, Franklin. Do you mind if I sit? I'm an old guy, so.
Oh, sure.
And I hope I need the table as a property. And I hope you'll forgive me if I digress a little bit. My daughter is due to give birth to my first grandchild tomorrow. Vibrate in case she calls a little bit early. But as you know, I sat up there for 13 and a half years. I had the honor and privilege of serving as mayor for that time period, and it was obviously the great honor of my life to be elected by the voters of Franklin 7 times. And so I've been through a lot of meetings and been through a lot of issues. And many of those years, I served on the Plan Commission with Ken Skronsky. And I will tell all of you, and I won't regale you with all my stories, the time when Alderman Mayer's uncle, David Mayer, who I also had the privilege to serve, made a motion about something, and then after the debate about the whole thing, ended up voting against his own motion. I did want to tell you, though, Alderman Mayer, how proud we are. When Franklin lost Alderman Mayer to become chief in Cudahy, within the first few weeks of him taking over as chief, there was a fire, the biggest one in the history of Cudahy, to the Patrick Cudahy plant, obviously. And Chief Mayer, who was still very new on the job at that time, did just a fantastic job of fighting that fire and doing a wonderful job. All of us who knew of you in Franklin were very proud at how you handled that, Chief. Yeah, did a definitely. Great job.
Thank you.
I want to also tell you about the story that one time a big guy came into a Plan Commission meeting to complain that he hadn't gotten a survey about having a special assessment for sewer on his property, real big guy. And the guy said, if I can find the guy who was supposed to send me that survey and didn't, I'm going to do something about it. Well, the whole time, Jack Bennett is sitting there going. So we all didn't want to look at Jack, but we all did. But anyway, to get to the point, I know you're busy. I don't want to take up all your time. But as I said before, I served many years on the Plan Commission with Ken Skronsky, and I will tell you that there were many times when Ken Skronsky and I disagreed about things, and many times when we disagreed vehemently about things, and we had completely different points of view about things. But I will also tell you that never once, then or since then, have I ever doubted the love that Ken Skronsky has for this city, his dedication to this city, the time, the energy, the effort, the commitment he's had to the city is second to none. Ken and I may not have always agreed about things, but there's one thing I never had any reason to doubt, and that's his love for the city of Franklin. So some of you will be called upon to vote, I think, in a few minutes about whether Ken should be given the privilege of serving for his 40th year on the Plan Commission. And I'm sure one of the things that will run across your mind is the times when you didn't agree with Ken about something, or Ken voted the way different than you would have voted about it, or the way he looked at a certain point was not the same viewpoint that you had. But I urge you, as somebody that did sit up there for 13 and a half years and maybe has had some years to look back on that, and I would say don't let those petty issues, petty differences, petty conflicts and points of view spoil the fact that this is a person that has dedicated his life to the city, a person about whom the city should be very proud. And I strongly urge all of you who are considering that measure to vote to have Ken Skowronski put back on the Plan Commission. Thank you.
Thanks. Fred, before you, we don't get the opportunity to thank you for all that you did for this city. Quite frankly, Franklin wouldn't be in the position it is if it hadn't been for all the hours and all the hard work that you put in and you continue to put in. So I would ask for a nice round of applause for Fred. Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Seeing none, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period, and I'm going to turn to regular meeting of May 21st, 2013. Do you have before you? Is there any questions, comments? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. No hearings. Turn to item E, organizational business. Item 1, boards, commissions, appointments. You have before you the name of Alderman Mayor for the Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have the name of Alderman Skowronski for the Plan Commission before you. Sir?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Dandrian. No.
We have 3 ayes and 2 noes. Requires 4 votes, so the motion fails. Alderman Skowronski is not appointed. Now turn to the next item, item C, Dave Fowler to the Plan Commission. Is there any discussion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Charles Porter for the Board of Public Works in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Kenneth Kesmerski for the Architectural Board in front of you.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a moved and seconded? Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Ted Jurison for the Architectural Board.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there moved and seconded? Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Casper Green for the Personnel Committee in front of you.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrian.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of James Lucky for the Board of Review, Alderman Schmidt's appointment. Any questions? Alderman Schmidt, how about a motion?
Second.
Here's a surprise. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skowronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Carol Brunner of Board of Review, Alderman Mayor's appointment. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skarinski.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of George Vignovich, Community Development Authority. This is a name that many of you may not recognize, but I believe if you've looked at his application and his resume, he is an outstanding appointment. He ended up as a vice president for M&I Bank Real Estate Division. And he's currently the general manager of Sir Paul, and then also served with the Triple I Shriners and ran many of their events.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skarinski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Again, you have the name of George Vignovich. I was very lucky to talk to him at a press conference at Sir Paul the other day, and I said, we had some people that wanted to serve on civic celebrations, but unfortunately their schedules are too busy. And so with his background, I asked that if he was interested, and he said, sure, whatever we can do for the community. So
moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skarinski.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. No letters and petitions. Item G, one, and is an update from the Police Chief Oliva on the transfer of management at the Milwaukee County House of Correction and the impact on city services. Welcome, Chief.
Good evening. I guess the update would be, as what happened the day after the last meeting when I briefed you initially on the House of Correction, the day after I did meet with Inspector Richard Schmidt from the Sheriff's Department and did ask him about their intentions to provide service to the House of Correction. At that time, verbally, he mentioned that the Sheriff's Department was intending to provide calls for service to the Sheriff's Department, although, again, there was one incident where they refused service based for a reason of their own, which we ended up taking care of. But going forward, that's their verbal promise, and indeed, we have not received any calls for service from the House of Correction inside since the last meeting. The only exception to that now, there's still a request on the table from them for their guards to use our range for firearms training. So that still is on the table. And I believe in your packet you have a letter authored by the city attorney which addresses the request for service in general, and I think it does address the training issue also in there.
Okay. Just one note, I've talked to the county executive on a couple occasions. One was a call from me to him, and then a call today from him to me, and we talked about several things, but one of the things was the House of Correction and the management of the House of Correction, and I did tell him that the new superintendent of the House of Correction, Hafeman, offered to come in and to meet with myself and the council, but because of the circumstances that were created when the sheriff moved all the inmates, I thought it best at that time that he go and try and handle the management of the House of Correction. But I wanted all of you to know that he did make that proposal to us to come in, and I think he would be willing to do that probably the next meeting or a future meeting. So, and then the chief and I are probably going to have more discussions with him. And Mark, that's your area, right? House Correction?
The House Correction, yes, it's in my area.
So maybe we'll try and arrange a meeting that's convenient where we can all get together, and given that you're the alderman of the district.
Sure. No, that sounds good. Okay.
Any other questions, comments? All right. Thank you very much, Chief.
Stay here for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Is there a motion to accept the donation of $2,000 from Walmart Foundation and Facility number 1551 to be deposited into the police DARE donation account.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any no's? Five ayes, no no's. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I would have been surprised if the council was not going to receive free money. So.
One of the comment on the next one. Do you have another donation to the people?
All right. Police Department donation of $1,000 for Marion and John Blysick, Jr.
Yes, I wanted if you allow me, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Blysick and his wife Marion are here tonight, and I want to acknowledge them because John was a recent graduate and attendee of our Citizen Academy, and John is just a citizen, retired, and I believe because of his positive experience with our program, he decided to donate $1,000 out of his own personal funds, which I think is a very generous amount for a private citizen to donate to the program. And I just want to acknowledge his a very generous gift. So.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it. For the record, Alderman Wilhelm came in at about 10 minutes to 7. Item 3 is a resolution authorizing the installation of a fence within the 50-foot landscape planting buffer and highway setback line. Mr. Deedle, or is there a question? I should maybe ask, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for and as part of the review and approval of special use for a 42-unit residential apartment use property upon property located at approximately South 60th Street and West Ryan Road. Any discussion? Request not. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Let's see, item 5, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a dog obedience and training business use upon property located at 9438 South 29th Street. This has been before the Planning Commission. I believe there's been lots and lots of discussion, but any questions on the... Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved to second. I think we're getting some feedback off the mic here. All right. Motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Authorization to advertise for bids for the extension of West Market Avenue from South 49th Street. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, a review of a letter from Watt County relative to alternatives and costs for the installation of sidewalk on the east side of South North Cape Road for the length, full length in Franklin. Mr. Bennett.
Sidewalk is very difficult to retrofit to an existing street, and we asked a consultant to to look at a number of alternatives. And well, they worked up really five alternatives. The first alternative was no sidewalk. There wasn't a cost to it. Second alternative would be just to add a 5-foot sidewalk with a 5-foot terrace. And that would cost $218,000, but would require 31 feet takings and 67 limited slopes. I guess this is along the east side. To me, that would be a monumental task to obtain all this. And they did not include any of the costs for this taking or the grading within those easements. And the third alternative was a 10-foot walk, again on the east side of the 5-foot terrace, and that was $303,700. And that had 67 fee takings and 75 limited highway easements. Again, none of the costs of that or the grading in that area were included. The fourth alternative would be go to an urban section, and there would be no fee takings and one limited slope easement, but the cost is $740,000. I think that is pretty much a good price. The other prices, I believe, would approach that in the final end. And be very difficult to handle. So in my opinion, really the only practical way to put sidewalk on North Cape Road, whether it be 5 feet or 10 feet, is go to an urban section. Urban section requires storm sewer, because you have curb and gutter inlets, has to go into a storm sewer system. That's why the cost is so high. So I kind of leave you I don't want to make a decision tonight, refer this to finance committee, whatever, but it will be a high cost to put sidewalk on North Cape Road. They think they don't have to make a decision tonight, but if you make a decision in the very near future, they do think they could still put the sidewalk in and build a road.
Alderman Skronsky and Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, Jack, I've had a lot of neighbors and constituents up and down that road for many years and saying this thing's got to be taken care of. One, it's a hazard. It's a hazard to children, to bike riders, and everything else. And ever since I've been alderman, that's been a key goal in order to get this thing squared away. What I'd like to do is have an open meeting with all the residents up and down that street, completely informing them what's going on, what the costs are involved in it. Because I think it's real important to make sure everybody understands there's always a cost of something to do it. And furthermore, I don't think we have any money in the budget to do this and have to see where any fees or grants or anything else. Fees or grants or anything else that would be available in order to help and assist in this particular project. It's needed. There's no question about it. It isn't just a whim in order to have this road fixed. There are so many roads in the 6th District that are definitely in repair, and especially in the other aldermanic districts, but this one is really is an agent. I would like to see at least have an open meeting with all the residents, invite them down, do very much so a public hearing like the DOT does, showing it, have them walk around, ask the questions. This way they're completely informed, and then definitely with the sidewalks are very important. To have, and hopefully that the road would be widened by what, 2 feet too? Was it on there?
They're planning 2 11-foot lanes, one in each mm-hmm. direction, and then a 4-foot shoulder, which would function as a on-road bike path, which pretty much all new roads are mm-hmm. including on-road bike paths.
Plus a sidewalk.
Plus, then that the county is proposing to build on the sidewalk would be up to the city if they wanted it. They actually have applied for the CHIP money. CHIP is like mm-hmm. our local road program, but it's a right. county's local road program, and they have so much money just
like we have. We only have $70,000 allotted every biennium. They get a lot more because Milwaukee County is larger, but they have decided to use those funds for this. And in their application, they did not include sidewalk, but they did include the bike lanes. But it's pretty much between the county and the city on whether you want to put sidewalks on. They're saying that the city has to pay for the cost of the walks.
Is that
I don't know of any grants or any monies available, at least within the short period of time of next year, for sidewalks.
Well, I would think we could at least check it out and make sure that we're not missing any any opportunities or any items that could be there based on the condition, the age of the road, the safety conditions, the school that is on that road with all those children coming out and everything else. I've been on that road when it comes to the end of the school day. You can't get through. They virtually block that road, and they back up all the way around Romy's on the road both ways and goes up. I counted at least three blocks with the amount of cars, and then they go around the school, and it is blocked up, and Alderman Mayer will probably know that himself, too. It's a disaster waiting to happen because there are so many inequities in that road, and then, of course, MM right along with it on that corner, which is the closest thing to the school. But just the safety factor for people coming out of their driveways, all the way up and down that thing. So I think I would hope that we would get a public hearing on this open, and the support of the council would go along with this, and then again make sure that we have the money to do it, because we just can't go ahead and spend money and then wish where it's going to come from. That's not a good way to do things.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, Jack, I think you answered my first question, and that was the lanes. It's two 11-foot lanes and the 4-foot. And the county is stuck on that 4-foot that they want for the bike lane.
That's the minimum you can have for a bike lane.
Yeah, I mean, would they consider not doing that and just doing a bike path along the side? I'm just wondering if there's 4 feet there we could save.
I don't think that would have a big impact.
Okay. And then I guess listening to Alderman Skronsky, it sounds like it's definitely a public safety issue. And just like, you know, when a stop sign's warranted, you put it in. If it's needed, you put it in. And he's saying that, and I've kind of always thought that that might be the case over there, although he would know better. Could impact fees be used for this, since we could do it like a trail?
It's not in our program for impact fees, so I think the answer would have to be.
Well, we're in the process of changing our. So I'm just.
But one of the things that you asked was it's going to be a policy decision. Does the council want to refer it back to the finance committee to look into something?
Okay, I guess whether it goes there or not, one of the things I would like us to look at would be the impact fees. And then I guess, can you explain this, the Trans 75 exemption and why it's exempt, and if there's any possibility that we could make a case that we shouldn't be exempt from whatever the Trans 75 is?
Trans 75 is basically the state's complete streets program. And generally, the municipality would have to grant a variance, just like they did on 76th Street. When the county came to the city and said, do you want sidewalks on both sides? And the city said, no, we only want sidewalks on one side. So you passed a resolution stating that you wanted sidewalks on one side and that the city would maintain sidewalks on one side.
I asked that because we did just pass the complete streets section, and with that might give us some teeth to go to the county and say, well, you said you're exempt, but the municipality has this complete streets, and they've accepted that, and maybe you should be kicking in at least a portion of that for that road, and then maybe we could match with impact fees. So those would be some of the options that I would like to see, you know, the staff to consider. It certainly seems like it would be worth looking into. I know we worked hard on that Complete Streets. This would have been really ripe for the Complete Streets Committee, but that might be a dead-end issue at this point. So if there's going to be any follow-up, then it's going to have to be on our end.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have made no decision at all whether I'll support a sidewalk or not. I think it's too early. However, one thing I will remind this body is this is a budgeted item to be done next year. And that would now, just recently, the world of the county board has changed. And I'm not as popular as I was once before with some of my colleagues because I, tried to remove someone from their chairman position. So that being said, if this sidewalk delays construction in 2014, I mean, first off, there may not be any guarantee for 2014 this road even being done, okay? Secondly, if this sidewalk now, because there was a plan, but that was when things were a little bit calmer down there. Now, it's not. And if you want to push this road down to 2015 and hoping money's going to be there to put a sidewalk in, just understand that that is a strong possibility that this may not, this may push it. I mean, the mayor is shaking his head. He knows how the world works down there. And the plan that I put in place with some of my colleagues down at the courthouse could all vanish. And all of our roads that we thought we would have done in the next 3 years will go to the wayside. And so sometimes you want to take what's in front of you. Now, when we pass this Complete Streets, I've made the comment every road should be looked at a case-by-case basis, and I'm going to question every single road. So to now say, hey, we passed something, and turn to the county and say, no, you want to help us out? There is over $300 million in deferred maintenance in Milwaukee County. If you think we're going to have a luxury of them giving us money for a sidewalk, which is a luxury that we're asking for, I don't think we should be going down that path. However, I think Alderman Skronsky is right to get input from his residents, because I've gotten calls from his residents saying, what are you guys doing? And I said, this is a city issue, not a county issue. Call your aldermen. I said, I have 1/6 of a vote on this matter, and I haven't made a decision yet. But what I think Ken knows and I know is that road needs to be done. And I'd hate to see that road not get done because of a delay to 2015. But the longer you delay things, I mean, when I first got here, I think it was it 2010, Your Honor, that 76th Street was supposed to be done, and now it's not.
Oh.
Or maybe before, but there was, we had meetings at the police station, was full, and then now it's 2014 that road's going to be done. And we have commitments that road's going to be done, but those are the same commitments that says next year that 68th Street will be done, and North Cape will be done, and 76th. And if you don't think that money can go somewhere like 13th Street in Oak Creek or other parts of the county, just watch, because that's how it works down there when you are in the minority, which is where I'm at. And there was goodwill when this was put into place a year ago. That goodwill is gone. So just to let you know what you're in for, and if this, I definitely won't support a sidewalk if it means that we're going to have a number of meetings that guarantees a delay to 2015. I can't support that at all. Thank you.
Alderman Mayer, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Thank you. This is a safety issue to me, pure and simple. There's a lot of traffic there, high-speed traffic. There's virtually no road there. Many years ago, a 10-year-old girl was killed on that road and hit by a car while she was out riding her bike on that road. It's a health issue. It's a community development issue because we talk about the quality of life in Franklin, and these kind of things add to the quality of life. But it's a safety issue, pure and simple. I think it should be done. I'm not averse to finding alternate methods to finance it, though, and we need to take things step by step when we make our decisions. But with the information in front of us right now, I'm completely in favor of this.
Lloyd, welcome.
I agree with his comments about the safe issue. To me, safe access is not a luxury. The safe access is necessary for our community. And I would prefer that Franklin be first when it comes to county leverage, and if it takes the complete streets language that could help us get there, I would like to see us use it. And I would like to see us... we lost out on College Avenue because of the same issue. College Avenue, the most pedestrian-traveled street in all of Franklin with no sidewalk. It's disgusting. It's what it is. It's a shame. And I wouldn't like this to happen over here. I mean, when you're talking about people's lives, there's no value that you can place on that. So I guess I... Mayor, would you feel it would be appropriate to send to
finance
and
look at the impact fees too.
And possibly Mr. Bennett to for his input on the Trans 75 and impact fees,
right.
And any possibilities that complete streets would carry any weight for against Trans 75 for a community, even though it's not an official ordinance, it's not a official section, it was just something to allow them to work on some goals. We at least were sort of headed down that path, and you know, I understand that, you know, what the complete streets ordinance was, that what it doesn't have any teeth to it, but it was, you know, at least proving that we were working to those goals. So
it's a motion to refer to the finance committee and to the staff of the city to look at all different types of financing alternatives, and also to take a look at
Trans 75 and its relation to complete streets.
And I would just ask that, and you say that you state that, and we're asking the finance committee and the staff to get an answer back to the council by no later than the next council meeting, because I totally agree with Alderman Taylor that the funds are drying up at the federal level, the state level, and the county level, and the municipalities are pretty much being left to fend for themselves.
I did have one more thing for Jack. Could we do a partial length in the most dangerous section from one section to another with the sidewalk to cut our costs, and then just do the grading option for a future? I mean, that would be a middle-of-the-road type of option where we could lower our costs significantly.
The sidewalk itself doesn't cost all that much, so I don't know that you'd want to go through the pain of doing the grading without putting the sidewalk in. You could do different sections. We were talking, we had a staff from, we had a meeting today with the county on North Cape Road and 68th Street with the consultants, and Mark Cloutier represented the school district at that meeting. Indicated that from his opinion and he did say exactly what was discussed at this meeting, that the traffic is terrible. And there's hopes that we can get some turn lanes in, and he was even hoping that we could get an urban section at least in front of one of the schools so we could get some turn lanes in there that would help the traffic like we've done on 51st Street. But it's going to be difficult to figure out which sections you should do and which sections you shouldn't do, because it's all, as Alderman Mayer said, it's a problem all the way. But we can look at different sections
I'd like to add to the motion then the add the review of the most or the sections which might need the most pedestrian access.
Is there a second to the motion? Discussion. I thought I saw Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Skronsky's hand. And I have pictures of it.
If there was a public hearing held, how long would that take to notify the residents and organize it? Would that be another 30 days?
Well, you know, a public hearing is going to be a little difficult because we don't have a design. And unfortunately, we're not going to look very good at a public hearing because we're not going to be able to answer any questions. Are my trees going to be taken? You know, there's some big oak trees on North Cape Road. We can have a hearing and just in generalities, but my experience is when you do that is why don't you have something to show us? So maybe we could just have a hearing on generalities. Do you want sidewalks? But the problem is people really don't know the impact of putting it. You ask the person, you want sidewalks? Oh, yeah, sidewalks are good. But if you have to take their whole front yard and grade it off, maybe you're just a limited slope basements, but if you notice that North Cape Road falls away from the road, there's a slope as you get off the road. So it gets kind of tough, very difficult to explain to people on how much grading you're going to have to do and what the impact on the lots are going to be on the east side. And that's what I'm concerned with, getting all these easements if we don't go to an urban section. So I'm not sure. I'm afraid we're going to fall on our face a little bit on an informational meeting because we're not going to be able to answer. We're not designing it, first of all. The county's designing it. They've hired a consultant. Consultant's done very little work. They don't even have a base map for it. They're working on that right now. And that's why people are calling, because they've had Digger's Hotline staking everything out so they can locate the underground of electric and telephone and whatever is out there. So I guess my only concern is having an informational meeting. Maybe it'd be better for the aldermen just to kind of go out and talk to the people in generalities. I'm just afraid if you have an informational meeting and you put up a blank piece of paper, people are not going to be very happy with coming in here and not getting any information. That's been my experience for it.
Because at this point, too, otherwise something should have to include the all four alternatives, the five alternatives, for them to consider at this point in time.
And none of the alternatives except the urban section show how the impact is going to be on the properties on the east side.
Alderman Skrowski and Alderman Mayer.
Yeah, I would rather, and I hate to say it, it's a prolonged this thing any more than it is, but I would rather have the people's input to this and do it right so nobody can say, well, you didn't tell me about this or I didn't know about this. I don't want that. I'd rather do it right and take a little more time in doing it. And unfortunately, let's hope we can dig up the money and the money will be there, but that's anybody's luck on that. But with the support from the county's doing a lot of work on it. I think we should do it right, and I would rather have a public hearing with all those people so they know what's going on, and if they know they're going to lose part of their land, there's no question about what's going on. I'd rather do it right.
Okay.
Just one quick question. I don't need a long answer on this because I know you thought about it. Just curious, all of these are concrete sidewalks. Muskego along Woods Road last summer, they did a whole project next to the road. Not Woods Road, Test Corners Road. We're just off the road. They did asphalt. Was that considered at all?
I don't think we've decided on the material at this point. It could be asphalt. If it's a 10-foot wide trail, probably pretty likely it would be asphalt.
Okay, so that wouldn't impact the cost much.
It's not going to be a big impact on the cost.
All right, Madam Clerk, could you please read back the motion from the first item? Was it seconded?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm, seconded by Alderman Schmidt, moved to refer the installation of sidewalk on the east side of South North Cape Road to the Finance Committee and staff for review of use of impact fees and financing options, and also Trans 75 and its relation to complete streets, and further that there be a review of the sections which might need the most pedestrian.
Under discussion, Alderman Skrowski, and let's kind of wrap it up.
Well, I've talked to Jack about this concrete sidewalks. I don't think they're needed. I think asphalt sidewalks do well. Muskego shows a very good, they follow the contour. It works very well. And if we can stretch the budget, make it a little wider, an extra foot or so, whatever's needed. But asphalt sidewalk will do very fine in there. I don't see any reason why not.
I've known people who lived in Muskego. They said it's very nice.
Yeah. It does well.
Alderman Dandrea?
Did anybody look at the demographic? Are there a lot of people that use this as a pedestrian right-of-way?
What do you mean?
I mean, this has been known as a county road, and I understand the safety issue, but are people going to use the sidewalk if there's one in there?
Yeah.
This has been, for how many years,
You're like asking Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know if we really have a definite answer. Our experience has been where we do put sidewalks in, people use them. It is not, as Alderman Wilhelm has indicated, it is not safe to walk on that at this time.
Sure.
You do have a school, an elementary school. You do have a park. On the north end, you have a park, and about the bottom one-third, you have an elementary school, Countrydale School. So my experiences with my own kids in the school was people take the bus to school, but my kids used to run back when they got home from school and change clothes. They'd run back to the school and play. So they didn't necessarily use the sidewalk to get to school, but they used the sidewalk to get back to school to play t-ball or whatever they wanted to play. But I guess our experience, if you build sidewalks, people do use them.
Okay.
Alderman Mayer, and then let's wrap it up.
Not only school, that's a very good point, too, but we also have more destinations that they can go to now. When it was a county road, there was nowhere really to go for pedestrians or for bikers. Now we've got Menards, we've got the Quick Trip going up near Menards, we've got Culver's and Hills Corners, we've got more destinations and more trails that they can connect to as well to get to other areas. So it's different than when it was just a county road that just went from street to street.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? I hearing six ayes, no noes. I have it. Motion carries. And I know the staff has a lot to do, but I think Alderman Taylor pretty much hit it on the head that you don't want to waste too much time on getting the county an answer on this. Item 8 is a memorandum of understanding between the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare, Franklin City of Franklin, relative. There's a motion
seconded.
Approved. It's been seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I just ask that the first use of MOB be capitalized in medical office building and the recitals, because it took me a while to figure out what the MOB was. That would be my change.
Is it from Chicago? Or? All right. There's a motion on the table. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I suppose I should ask, are there any noes? And there weren't.
Okay. Does that include the change to MOB?
No.
I prefer you not change it because we did not draft this, and it's all been signed by
okay.
the state and the hospital.
Yeah,
okay. Resolution awarding a contract in the amount of $17,825 to the Wanasack Corporation for the relay of 80 lineal feet of sanitary sewer on West Candlestick Lane.
So
is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Resolution approving the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources NR 208 compliance maintenance resolution reporting year 2012. Alderman Wilhelm.
It says please find the attached annual report, which isn't here. So can we hold off till we get the report?
No.
No. So vote
the
on
report,
something you don't know we're voting on?
Yeah. The report is an electronic report, which we send the resolution and everything in with. But it's just our standard. We did this last year. I don't know why we have to do it every year, but it's just our standard reporting that we do every year. But we don't do a report. We do it on their line. So once we get it done, we can make a copy of it. And I can get you a copy. But I read the same thing. I knew that question was going to come up. I said, where's my report that I could hand out? I said, well, it's an electronic report. We can't really hand it out. But I can get you a copy later. And it's very similar to what you did last year.
Well, I guess any motion should include copies into the Alderman boxes
okay.
then.
No problem.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor? Is that your motion?
No, I'm not making a motion.
You know she doesn't make
it.
Well, then
I have a feeling, but I just wanted to ask.
I'll make the motion then to approve this with the supporting hard copy to the Alderman's chair.
Sure. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 11, economic development staffing and duties. I had some questions when this, I think by Craig Haskins was going, how come this is going here and we didn't really send it to the Ford Franklin Committee? And I looked back at the minutes and I think it said we needed to bring it back here. But with that, because of the extensive report and the complexity of that report, I don't think it would be wise for us as a council to do much at this time other than ask questions, but refer it back to both Ford Franklin and to the Community Development Authority for more discussion. Alderman Taylor.
And that's the motion I'll make. I was out of town this weekend and had to get back to Monday night, so I didn't have a chance to look at this at all. And so I think I'll make the motion to refer it off to Ford Franklin and the Community Development Authority, and then both those bodies, I'm guessing, then we'll send it back for us with their recommendations, and we can further. But I didn't have a chance to look at it all, so.
Do you want to put a date on the return?
Well, whenever it goes to the a month from now, the first July, the first July meeting. That way, that we can either get it on the June agendas for.
Because I know there's some urgency to do some things here
for budget and stuff.
Things appear to be picking up a little bit, and so I'm kind of interested in this.
Yeah.
Alderman Dandrea and then Alderman Wilhelm.
Before Steve makes that motion, I'd like to consider us deciding on something because we have to make this move forward if we're going to make a decision for any financial requirements for this position for the upcoming budget. And I'm not quite sure if the CDA and Franklin Forward, or Franklin Now, is the proper bodies for this. I think we should develop a task force made up of seven members, people that are experienced in generating and have played a very integral role in the development of this community. Instead of pushing this further off for them to talk about it, I think I can come up with motion that we could put together a task force of important people about that project on application, and then the mayor making a decision could get this moving faster. I think we've got to move fast.
Was there a motion seconded?
No.
Did it? I just want to get the. We have a motion that was made. Was there a second to the motion? Okay, so the motion fails for lack of a second, and Alderman Dandrea has brought up another proposal, but I think Alderman Wilhelm had her hand up.
Just a quick question before he makes a suggested motion. I just wondered if your motion might include at least one member of the Forward Franklin Committee.
Yes, it would.
Oh, okay. Then I'm good.
And the CDA as well?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll read my motion if you guys are ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion to form a citizen task force comprised of no more than eight members plus staff support to provide the Common Council the following. Goals for the position, definitions of the 70-30 economic development, quality development terms, job description, job duties, position, title, reporting relationship recommendations, recommended budget including compensation, operating budget, recommended revenue sources, recommended recruitment strategies, recommended interview panel. The task force shall be comprised of one alderman and up to seven citizen members, one of which shall be the current chairman of the Forward Franklin Economic Development Commission. The remaining members shall be citizens who have been involved in economic development activities in the past as commissions or CDA members. Aldermen will suggest names to the mayor, and the mayor will select appointments exclusively from that list. I would like to be the aldermanic representative, given my experience in economic development in the private sector and the professional management experience running business. The task force will recognize the time-sensitive nature of their duties and return their report to the Common Council no later than the second council meeting in September for discussion, action, and incorporation into the budget cycle.
Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Okay. Under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Well, I mean, I have no problem with the task force. I think this originated in Ford Franklin Committee that we need to look at this, and that's what kind of sent it to this body. So for it not to go back there, I guess we can put this packet of information on our agenda to discuss, which I think we should at that level. Have that, because, I mean, you have people, I mean, you do have the chairman, but September, the mayor's budget, when did you?
October, like.
But, is that well, you,
but
is
we
that
start working. We st-
right.
We begin working. We're actually sort of looking at them.
So I have no problem with the task force or the representative, Alderman First. However, I think that committee to just be walked around to not have or the CDA for that matter, I think there's no harm in sending it to those committees. So I'll support your motion if you add also sending those committees so they can take a look at it and add whatever input to the task force.
Yes, we can add that.
And I'll support it.
And who is the second? And you'd support that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I can support that as well. I do want to make one comment. It seems like we keep using this economic development, and one of the terms we struggle with is, as Mark Liberatus in his write-up, what identifies economic development, and it's a concerted effort to promote living well in our city, the health and its economic vitality. But I think a better word would be economic growth director. I said economic development director, because what we're talking about is marketing and productivity, which to me is growth. And we kind of get stuck in this economic development part of it when we're really looking at growth. So I comment, we don't have to do anything with it, but we don't go anywhere when we get on the economic development part of it. So I would just thought maybe if we changed it up a little bit, let the person know who might apply for the position that this is about growth, about growing our community in a way that works well and helps lower our taxes rather than just for the sake of developing it.
Alderman Mayer and then Alderman Dandrian.
The fastest way to increase a budget is to hire personnel. And the fastest way to increase the budget is hiring high-paid personnel. If we want to put someone in this position, we're going to want somebody of high quality, which is going to require a high salary. Every one of the descriptions in here, the development director, whatever you call him, has other duties as well, planning or inspection or whatever. I just hope that in this process we don't overlook hiring somebody part-time, possibly. We can make it an attractive offer for somebody who's looking for something part-time, maybe somebody retired from developing something somewhere else. We want a quality individual. We're going to have to pay a quality individual. Let's just not consider, at least, hiring somebody part-time and just having them focus on just those duties.
Alderman Dandrea, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Hey, Mark. You've done a great job here, and you've separated out a lot of different communities of what they do. I think what we're concerned with is that we don't have another director. Oak Creek, I can see, is putting a business generation, business development person on staff. And what this committee is going to do is it's going to make a recommendation. It's going to take everything apart and look at it and make its best recommendation, but it's going to make its recommendation from the history and the experience of the people that have helped out this city get to this point. And so we're utilizing people with a lot of experience that are going to help us redirect ourselves. And maybe there we're going to look at commercial development people that have developed areas of communities in other states and other cities that can give us some guidelines and some guidance. We seem to be struggling, and we need some creative, inspirational people that can help us move forward.
Anybody else have their hand up? Alderman Weldon.
Well, I just wanted to agree with Alderman Mayer that I'm not opposed to a part-time person as long as they're dedicated to that one job. I think in the past we've spread the person out way too thin. We've piled up way too many responsibilities. And I think if they're going to do economic growth, that's what they should be charged to do. And if you're going to stick them in a position where they have to do all these other positions, then you could eliminate it down to one position and be it a part-time or three-quarter time. The other thing I'm not opposed to is the consideration of a consultant where we're not ending up paying the HR portions of that. So just something for consideration.
Your Honor?
I was going to say something once tonight. I just want to, because people are new to this, there was, it must be 12, 13 years ago when but 16 of us met in this room for I don't know how many Saturdays and went over the, and I'm looking at Ted and Fred because they remember all of this. And we looked at, should we get a consultant? Who should we get? Eventually arrived at Tickner. From there, we went to the R.A. Smith implementation report. I don't know the exact amount of dollars that were spent, but it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that were generated. We had many meetings over at the high school, one I can remember vividly, with people lining up to take microphones and weigh in on everything, and then all of that was taken into consideration. It was a task force, though, and it was really great people that just dedicated enormous amounts of time, and I think it came up with a good product. Tickner report, the Ford Franklin report, or Franklin First report. And then after that, the city, I don't think I was in office at the time, but commissioned Rupert Milkey to look at the entire structure of planning and economic development for the city, and it came out with what's called the Rupert Milkey Report. And that came in, and it said, well, maybe you need to restructure this. I think it said you need to create a community development director, but it also said then you need to put the city engineer under that person, and you need to put you need to separate out the planning manager from the functions. And then you have to put building inspection and all of that, and then parts of the report were put in place, the community development director, but then the responsibilities for that director, as far as having oversight for all of the departments and all that, the council members at that time, I think I was sitting in the audience, they really didn't want to have the city engineer reporting to a community development director. And I just throw this out for history. So there's hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been spent already on reports, and we are following those reports. I mean, our comprehensive master plan followed the Franklin First report and the Tickner report, and we identified economic development areas because of that. So, hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent on that, and then there, I think it was $60,000 for the Rupert Milkey report. The firm that put the comprehensive master plan together for us,
PDI,
$240,000.
Came in our budget.
And then we had a task force that was in place for 2.5 years that worked on to get the comprehensive master plan. We had the Economic Development Committee that weighed in and identified all of the areas for future economic development in all that. So I just, it's important to go back and take a look at that history. And then we had discussions about the old Economic Development Commission versus moving forward with the mayoral ad hoc development review committee and having the Forward Franklin Committee be the recruitment and retention end and marketing end of the city. And there was, those were lots of meetings on that. So I think it's a really, I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the motion and how well thought out that is. But I just wanted to let everybody know that there's been a lot of work done over the years, and we do have economic development going on. And the last piece is that in these positions like planning manager, I don't know, you must be like the eighth planning manager, Joel, that I think I've seen. Bruce Konetsky was in there. We had Rambisek. We had
Mary Kay
Barato. And then we had Ashley Booth.
Yes, Leo.
And we had Stan Kosmatka that handled economic development and the CDA. And so, all of those things, when the task force looks at something, you know, they can't just ignore those hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been spent on those reports, nor can they ignore the comprehensive master plan that was the end result of I don't know how many public hearings. And there is, I think it's chapter 11, if I remember, there's 11 chapters, and one of them is economic development. Chapter four. So, I'm extremely impressed with the motion and how well thought out that is. It's really well thought out.
It took a while. My plan is not to ignore all the money and all the plans that are in place. And even if we look at the current position of how land is being developed currently, it is very close to the Tickner report. It's not my plan to deviate from that plan grossly. There may be minor adjustments, and that's based on the commission, okay, the common council. We need to get a strong economic development person to move us forward to start developing the master plan. And we have to go out and get it. This economy, the way that you get business, it's not just coming to Franklin because we're Franklin anymore. We have a high tax structure, and people are, they're all in awe. I mean, we have to encourage this, and we need to get someone that can be our focal person.
I'm smiling because you're giving the speech I've been giving for 3 years, so I love it.
Oh, thanks.
Alderman Skransky.
Well, it comes down to one thing. It's the mentality of this council that's going to make it do it, to be progressive and get it done and put all this other stuff on the side and work hard at it, because the reputation of the city is in the best in the world for bringing economic development helping. I've been here long enough to know that and to know what has to be done in order to do it. But you can do all the talking you want out there, but it's the six of us or seven of us up here that are going to make that decision, make it do it, and make it in a positive manner and put all the other stuff aside.
Kristen did mention something about having funds available. I would like to also add that we have $5,000 available for possible discussions with consultants.
Would you mind making that a separate motion?
Yes, I'll make that a separate motion.
Okay. All right, we have a motion on the floor. Do you want to read back?
Good. You don't need it. I'll just give it to her.
Thank you. And I did add the addition that.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I hear six ayes, no noes. If there's no objection, we have that vote recorded as unanimous. Any objection? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please record the vote as unanimous. And Alderman Dandrea, do you have a second motion?
I'd like us to consider provide the task force with an expense budget of not more than, let's say, $5,000 to consider consultants, which would acquire and perform studies and carry out their tasks. Funds to be allocated from the general fund balance.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, I think I can do this real quick. Just that I'm hearing very often that we're comparing ourselves to Oak Creek because of all that's going on down there. Just so everybody remembers that what's going on down there is the direct result of them getting a power plant and $20 million from We Energies to be spread out all over. So it's very important to make sure that if you're going to compete, you're going to do it apples for apples. And, you know, I don't think we're looking at spending $20 million right off the bat. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Ms. Wilbur?
As a point of information, using fund balance becomes a budget modification, so it requires two-thirds. You do have a contingency appropriation, which is already budgeted funds for these sorts of things, which only requires a simple majority with authorization to use.
Okay, then I would amend my motion to include the contingency.
The second one?
Second.
And Alderman Taylor is in agreement with that amended motion. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. All right. Next is miscellaneous licenses.
Your Honor, I have that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Alderman Taylor.
Here we go. First five are operators. We have Fox, approved with a letter. Lehman, approved with a letter. Walensky, approved with a letter. Magellan, hold, and Kletchka, approved with a letter. Then we have Class B, Combination of Entertainment and Amusement, TGAL Holdings, Inc., approved. Eric Setback, approved with a letter. And then now the final will be operators. Hofstede, approved. Jacker Cervic, approved, times two. Woods, approved. Young, approved. Balm approved, Birmingham approved, Bonilla approved with pending schooling and money, Bruckner approved, Bryce approved, Bryce approved, Coyle approved, Danforth hold for appearance, Falkowski approved, Carnier approved, Gelman approved, Gillis approved, Germsheed approved, Grass approved, Hutz approved, Jubek approved, Carr approved, Klein approved, Martins approved, Martinson approved, Miller approved, Nikolai approved, Orban approved, Palmer approved, Peterson approved, Piotrowski approved, Podoraki approved, Reichhardt approved, Reisner approved, Ross Stopecki approved, Segura approved, Sporlander approved, Tiari approved, Weiss approved, West approved, Zalewski approved, Zielinski approved. Now, we did not get to the rest of page 4.
Do you want a second on those?
No, that's okay. If you go to page 5, we have under coin machine operator, National Movement Systems, hold to 618. Then you have under coin machine operator, S&P equipment, no action. Prime Games, no action. And then at the bottom, you have extraordinary entertainment special event, Xavier Missionaries approve for both that and the temporary Class B beer. And then there, that same category of temporary Class B beer, Civic Celebration approve. And then there, temporary entertainment and music, Civic Celebration approve. That
right.
Motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any under discussion, Madam Clerk?
So the ones that you didn't take action,
we will take up at the next meeting.
Or you're just going to refer to the next meeting?
We'll refer to the next meeting, yes.
There's a motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll. You have before you vouchers dated June 4th, 2013, numbers 147293 through 147476 in the amount of $968,140.38. Included in the listing is $64,636.93 in library vouchers. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skrinski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the net payroll dated May 31st, 2013, the amount of $345,669.65. Is there a motion to approve? It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skrinski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been seconded. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Thank you.